Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Timberwolves are on a road trip. They got beat in Phoenix by the Suns last night, 97-87. They'll be in L.A. to play the Lakers tomorrow night. And joining us to talk all things Timberwolves, Chris Hine covers the club for the Star Tribune and online at startribune.com. Chris, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Doing all right, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good to visit with you. Not a great showing by the Timberwolves last night. Suns win at 97-87. The writing on the Timberwolves have got off to slow starts in other games this year. It goes without saying that's part of the deal in the NBA. But last night's game felt like, yeah, it's not their night.
Yeah, that was. It was also not their night the last time they played Phoenix too. Yeah. Which, you know, I don't know that you want to fall into that pattern against a team that you could end up seeing a couple of weeks from now when the postseason rolls around. So they'll have one more crack at Phoenix in the regular season finale next week at home. But, yeah, this was, you know, the tone was kind of set the first possession of the game. They get a turnover. I think it was Naz Reid coming down the floor, and he throws the ball out of bounds or away or something like that. And that was how the first quarter went, 8 turnovers in the first quarter. That's become a problem this season at times for them. So, you know, just like you said, one of those games where they never really found anything. And that's been rare for this team. It's rare when the Timberwolves lose convincingly or in a lopsided manner the way they did last night. That does not happen very often to this team this season.
Let's talk about Anthony Edwards. Certainly the guy for the Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns on the shelf. Still no timetable for his return. But it was a struggle last night, and Ant struggled a bit as of late.
Yeah, the shot hasn't quite been there for him. You know, I don't know. Haven't really asked him if it's related to the dislocated finger that he had. You know, I think part of it is just he's a little tired. You know, he was complaining about that after the Chicago game. Yeah, so I think he's got some tired legs right now. The things that happens when Karl Anthony Towns isn't out of the lineup, Ant is featured in a lot of possessions. You know, Karl could give him a few possessions off because Karl could be the focal point of the offense at times. But when Ant is the main driver of kind of everything that happens on offense, it's a lot to ask. So, you know, right now I think he's feeling some of that. overall. And I think, you know, once the season is over, before the postseason begins, that little 5 to 6 day window that they have of no games, I think Anthony Edwards will be the biggest beneficiary of that rest for sure.
Yeah. And credit to him, he has been nicked up at times, gone down in games this year. It's like there's no way he's coming back to play. So you have to respect his ability to want to be out there. But over the course of 82 games, you know, it is a grind. You know, everything we know about the NBA, it is a long season. And the Timberwolves, if they want to get on a postseason run, you know, the whole second season, I mean, that's a lot of mileage on these guys.
It is. It is. You know, and guys like Mike Conley, you saw him sit on the tail end of a back-to-back the other night. You know, they've been a team that has wanted to play, and it's one of the reasons why, you know, they have the record that they do, why they're fighting for the one seed right now, because very rarely do they take nights off. So it's one of the mantras of the team. I think it's built up a little bit of toughness in them this season. You know, no excuses. You know, you can't use the schedule as an excuse or anything like that. So we'll see how it benefits them in the playoffs if you know, they have the requisite energy, or if, you know, maybe a more resting approach might have been more prudent during the regular season. You know, what we won't know until the postseason rolls around here.
Yeah, and there's still quite a bit to play for. I don't know how meaningful the number one overall seed is in the Western Conference in the grand scheme of things, but nevertheless, the Timberwolves continue the trip and take on a team right now that would be in the play-in tournament, and that is the L.A. Lakers. And you have to say, you know, the L.A. Lakers, ever since LeBron James made the move to Southern California, it's been interesting, to say the very least, the ups and downs of the Lakers. And looks like, you know, they're going to be in the mix and be a part of this thing. And you never know. They could be very dangerous. You got a legend in LeBron James and company.
That's exactly it. And you just look at what they did last year. They went right from the play-in tournament to the Western Conference Finals. So if there's anybody that could really emerge from that group and make a run, it's a team that has LeBron James on it, and Anthony Davis, and they won a title, you know, during the bubble season 2020. So that's a dangerous team in that mix there. But I think if you're the Timberwolves, you know, and I'm writing this for Sunday's paper, there's no real ideal matchup in the first round for them when you look up and down the standings, aside from, I think, Sacramento right now, who's banged up with a couple of key injuries. I think if somehow the Wolves can wave a magic wand and get lined up with Sacramento in the postseason, that is the ideal matchup. But if you look at almost any other team, you know, you're looking at, like, a team that has real potential to be dangerous, whether it be Phoenix, whether it's Dallas with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, whether it's New Orleans, who has beaten the Wolves convincingly twice when Zion Williamson has played this year. You know, there's a lot of teams that can pose issues to you. It's just not going to be an easy first round series, no matter what the seed says this year. It's just one of those years in the Western Conference.
The one thing in general is the Timberwolves, more times than not, have been able to play pretty good defense. And we haven't always been able to say that about this team. But once you get to the postseason, that is something in their corner. Whether Cat's available or not, and when he might return to the team, I doubt they can really count on much from him. When he does return out of the gate, a big man, and, you know, the injury and so on and so forth. But at least they've shown the ability to guard people.
Yeah, and that extends basically up and down the roster. Yeah. You know, you see guys like Jordan McLaughlin and Monte Morris, you know, really getting in there and guarding, I think, in ways that, you know, they haven't in their careers. It's helpful when you have Rudy Gobert back there as as your ultimate backstop. It allows guys to be more aggressive on the perimeter, but you know, that's the ethos of this team is they're going to guard no matter which five guys are out there. This is a team that prides itself on that end of the floor, prides itself on being the number one defense throughout the course of the season. And, you know, in the playoffs, that stuff matters more. And I think traditionally referees and the officiating gets a little looser. A lot more stuff is let go. And I think that can benefit the Wolves with the way they play defense and the physical style that they play with. So I think, you know, that could actually be a good fit for them in the postseason if the whistles go the way that they traditionally do in those scenarios.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Once again, Timberwolves and Lakers tomorrow night from Los Angeles. It is late o'clock, 9 o'clock start Sunday night local time. Awfully late on a school night for me, man. That's gonna be tough.
You know what? Get used to it because in the first season, <I know. laughs> you end up with a lot of these 9 o'clock starts. Because that's how the TV schedule works, and we're all going to have to adjust to it. I think, especially if the Wolves make a deep playoff run, you're gonna be staying up late for some of these games, unfortunately.
Yeah, no doubt. A nap might be in order. And then, Chris, before we let you go, we got to get into the ownership saga. Is there mm-hmm. any news beyond what we had learned? When Glenn Taylor said the deal was off, then Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie did their media tour, if you will, and is it a stalemate? What's the next step here?
Well, I think the next step is that it's going to have to play out through the legal process. That seems to be it, and that can take a long time. So everybody's had their say here, initially, and now I think there's not much more to be said without some sort of legal action to come. And we just have to see how long that process is going to take. And it's likely going to be a while at the very least. So
yeah, there'll be a lot of billable hours for the attorneys involved.
It's a good time to be the law firms. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, Chris, well, good to visit with you as always. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Steve. No problem.
There he is. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Once again, they're on a trip. They got beat by the Suns 97-87 last night. Off night for Naz Reid and Anthony Edwards from the field. Once again, the Lakers Sunday night, 9 o'clock, and then they're back home to take on the Wizards on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.